The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
First class versus last class. Airlines bolster premium cabin and skimp on economy.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Air carriers are upgrading their first and business classes while paring down amenities for lower fare customers. Joining us from our newsroom in London with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Robert Wall. Robert, you say the distance between the front of the plane and the back is getting longer.
Yeah, I think there's really a growing gap between the haves and the have-nots in the sky. I mean, not just in the sky, I guess, but definitely in the sky as well. We're seeing the economy class getting more and more simplified as airlines try to offer lower and lower fare tickets. And at the front of the plane, the passengers who are willing to pay for comfort, there's almost an arms race between the airlines to offer more and more luxury to win those passengers that can generate the profits that airlines are really looking for.
Carriers aren't calling these seats last class exactly, but other names like basic economy. And you say in the piece some of the cheapest fares passengers can get on discount carriers are now for seats so basic they don't even recline.
It's a matter of simplifying the seat, packing more people in. And what we're seeing more and more is that the traditional airlines, where your economy seat still had a few perks, they are now offering basic economy, stripping out many of those perks to compete on price. And that is stripping out things like the option to select a seat. In some cases, it's even you no longer get a carry-on bag. So it is becoming a very bare bones, and it's in part a reaction to those passengers for whom only one thing matters when they pick a flight, and that is price.
But meanwhile, you say at the front of the plane, these same carriers are showering premium passengers with even more comfort. Can you give us some examples?
Absolutely. And what's happening here is, in part, the U.S. carriers trying to catch up with what's been happening overseas, in the Middle East and Europe as well. Passengers have had more space, and the U.S. carriers are now investing in their products to try to win back some of those passengers they've lost. And that can mean business class seats that fully recline. So when you sleep on an overnight flight to Asia, it's 180 degrees, so far higher degrees of comfort. You get pajamas with it. You can't even call it a seat anymore. They call it a suite in some cases. It's an area that you can cocoon yourself off from your fellow passengers. So it's a very different kind of flying.
We're talking about airlines working to bolster the premium cabin while skimping on economy with Robert Wall, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Robert, what about the folks in the middle?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So in a way, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. And what's happened is with the business class or the premium class getting better and better and the economy class getting more squeezed and more basic, there's suddenly room for something else. And, it depends on how you define it. Some people call it premium economy. Some call it economy plus. Some people argue they're slightly different. But there's clearly this new thing emerging or has emerged that is in between. And that is basically a high-end economy class ticket. You probably get more space with it. You might get better food or some luggage, but you get some perks, and you get it for, you do pay a premium, and it's not an inconsiderable premium for someone who just cares about price, but it's certainly not as expensive as your business class fare would be.
And maybe you can help us recall, how did we get here? Why are airlines doing this?
You know, to some extent, I guess it's just reacting to the passenger and what the passenger wants. And, obviously they need to figure out how to make money. They're potential to make money from the economy class passenger, the one that's just focused on ticket price, is getting the options there getting smaller and smaller. So the things that matter there are keep the costs as low as you can, and I guess, you know, make it up with volume. And then at the high end, there you make it by, you know, just making it super luxurious, getting the people who have the money, who are willing to spend the money, to spend it on your seat, on your flight. And that's really, you know, it's the airlines aren't doing it because they, you know, love the people up front and hate the people at back. It's because that's what the revenue model tells them they need to do.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Robert Wall joining us from London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters in the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.